From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is the sole finalist in the search for the next chancellor of the University System of Georgia. The decision follows a national search over the past year to lead the university system. USG's 26 public colleges and universities enroll more than 340,000 students and employ more than 48,000 faculty and staff to fulfill the system's teaching, research, and service mission across the state. State and federal officials have killed tens of thousands of broiler chickens and turkeys on poultry farms in Indiana and Kentucky and backyard flocks in three other states to fight outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. According to Agriculture.com, 9 cases of bird flu have been confirmed in the eastern U.S. in less than 2 weeks. Authorities believe it's being spread by migratory waterfowl. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service released the results of the 2021 hemp acreage and production survey in the agency's National Hemp Report. Planted area for industrial hemp grown in the open for all uses totaled just over 54,000 acres. The area harvested for all utilizations totaled 33,480 acres, and the value of U.S. hemp grown in the open totaled $712 million. NASS Administrator Hubert Hamer says the data will help guide USDA in supporting domestic hemp production and help producers make decisions. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.